難民ナウのお時間です。
皆さんお元気ですか。難民ナウのお時間がやってまいりました。本日のお相手は私、相田克也です。難民問題を天気予報のようにをコンセプトにお届けしている難民ナウ、本日は2015年11月24日から12月2日にかけて訪問しましたヨルダン・アンマンからのレポート第6回目をお届けします。日光ヨルダンオフィスの越冬支援事業でフィールドマネージャーを務めるスレイマン・アル・クレイニさんへのインタビューの模様をお聞きください。
Sleiman Al-Qureini, the field manager of NICOD here in Jordan. We are now conducting home visits for the Syrian refugees who are living in the host community outside the camps. In our organization, there are about 11,000 Syrian families who are registered in our registration office. So we are trying our best to just visit as much as we can in order to check and make assessment for their situation and in order to identify their needs. Based on the assessment, we are supposed hopefully in December to distribute blankets, gas heaters, gas cylinders and gas refills in order to help or support them to just face the hard and tough winter.
Could you tell me about around here as Syrian refugees condition or situation?
Here in the host community,
Zarqa,
in Zarqa, yeah, I mean in Zarqa governorate, we have only in our organization who are registered about 55,000 individuals. I mentioned 11,000 so families by multiple the average of 5 people for each family, so about 55,000 people. Let's say 80 to 90% of them. They are having like difficult situation for living. Some of them are living in tents. They don't even have houses to live in. So they really need help and they need our support.
I would like to say, ask you the last question. What is your motivation for this program? Because I think this is a very tough program, right?
So, yeah, it's actually this is I do agree it's a tough program because we do listen to their complaints daily, to what they need, what they suffered throughout the interviews that we conduct with them. So my motivation is the children, the women headed families, the elderly people who are not able to like generate income or at least to find like living bases, you know, the basic living bases. For families who are headed by men, at least some of them they can work and maybe in okay it's illegally but maybe they can do it and support their families, but for the women is it families, children and elderly people, no. So yeah,
so this is your motivation?
Yeah
thank you very much.
Welcome.